He's crazy gaming, bro.
Are you wearing two t-shirts? Huh? You wearing two t-shirts?
You know what it is?
No way you came out all black one of the hottest days of the year.
Brav.
I had to have like three showers today.
Three what? Three showers? Yeah. Oh, fair play. Yeah, this is two shower minimum weather still.
Yeah, bro.
Two shower minimum.
You know the ones, yeah? Are we all good?
Yeah, I can see from here. I'm in short. I'm good.
Yeah. All right, but yeah, you know the ones where like you ever been out? Yeah,
I can't focus. I swear. So
you know, have you ever been out? Yeah, and you know you got that.
We rolling, by the way.
Huh?
We rolling, by the way. Yeah, go on.
You ever been out and you like had, like twangy meat?
So, like, twangy what? Sorry.
You know you've had twangy.
No. Say twangy. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that yeah. What's on the truth? I never heard what you said today.
Have you linked to like a babe on like twangy meat before?
Nah, I have still. Yeah. What? No. Let me tell you this story. I was like 17 or 18, innit? And I was seeing someone. And it was a hot day. I'd been out with the man them all day. And she never really used to get 3 yards often, but she got one and she texted me like, yo, like, I got 3 yard and that. And she lived near me, so literally on the way home to my crib. So I'm like, fuck it. Go there now, whatever, lips in and that. And then she starts going down. I'm saying to her, nah, like, it's a bit, like, get me. Like, come on, dog, be professional.
Have some respect.
Bro. Come on,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, no, sorry, man.
So I'm like, nah, like, don't do that, innit? She's like, nah. I'm like, all right, cool, go on. So she's gone down there now. She like, starts getting busy and that. And then she starts, like, and then she stops in it. And I'm like, yo, like.
What's up?
She's like, yo, it tastes like onions.
No, you're capping. You're capping.
What, she said that?
What kind of onions?
She never said.
Brown or red?
She never said, to be fair.
Yeah. There's a little.
No, you know what? I should have asked her that, but she never actually specified, but she's like, yo, it tastes like onions.
Nah.
And I was like, you can stop if you want.
She's like, nah.
She's like, but she carried on it.
You should have said, onions are fundamental.
Get me?
Yeah.
Good for you still.
That's the, you see, when you start off cooking, it's the garlic, onions first. You know what I mean? You got to brown it a little.
Yeah, you got to brown the onions. Yeah, you're good. I can't lie.
Someone here, I always wonder what they're going to be like. You fit in.
Well, let's introduce them, innit?
Nah.
let's introduce them, innit?
Come on.
We got the good brother Wax with us today.
Yeah, bro, man. I'm sweating bare.
Yeah, I can't lie, bro. Get me.
Man. I'm saying, yeah, get into it, man.
Yo, we're not in church.
Bro, me or eggs are hot in it. But nah, yeah, we got Wax in here.
Oh shit, yo.
We got Chino back.
You know what? Yeah, that's unidentified. Fair enough.
Yeah. My bad. Welcome back, man.
Hey, man.
Talk to the lady.
Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying? It was good. I had to go into WinSec for a bit.
Got the spiritual healing. How you feeling?
Nah, it was great. I went and like, aligned my chakras, you know what I'm saying? Did got some like, walked on hot stones.
Yeah, remember to go collect his chi, I respect
get
it.
Get me. I was up in the mountains, bro, man. Get me.
That's what you get.
Up in the mountains, man.
Yeah.
We'll say Scotland. Let's say Scotland. Yeah, like, works. Scotland works.
In, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, just woosah in there, man. Get me, man.
How you feeling, Atlas?
Bro, I feel like we ain't recorded in time.
No, we haven't. Yeah, sorry.
I feel like we ain't recorded in time.
We ain't recorded in a minute because... Yeah, I was on a cruise.
Alex was off doing bastardry.
Yeah. I was on a cruise fucking old ladies with gonorrhea. It was crazy.
So you're being a bit too honest. You're not supposed to be that forthcoming. Just get me.
Nah, I'm joking. You can lie a bit. I'm joking. But you wanted me to tell the story, the one story I could tell from the cruise.
Yeah, whatever you can share with us, innit?
So, let's just start off, yeah. My good friend Jem, he was like, want to come on a cruise? I was like... As a black man, a bit suspicious of a free boat trip from a white man, I was like, I'll get back to you, big bro.
Oh, God.
So then it was meant to be all six of us, and then three dropped out. So it was just me, Jem, and Keith. So we was like, all right, cool, let's do this.
Three spaces for us. Yeah.
Bro, it was like, it was last minute.
Hey.
Hey, you lot vaxxed?
I could have. I'm not, you know.
I am still.
Do you know what? Yeah, even with me, it was so last minute, my passport was running out. That's where I had to go to Ireland to get my passport.
What?
Bro, I had to go to Ireland to get my passport.
I never even knew you went to Ireland. What?
Yeah, what? Well, didn't you see my snap when I was in Ireland for a day?
That I never saw that.
Ireland was even...
Ireland got your passport.
Yeah.
Because since COVID now, you can't like go to the London passport. Obviously. Yeah, whatever. You have to book an appointment. And it's whatever's like got available. And it said, first of all, it said Scotland. Tried booking that. I said, oh, no, Scotland's gone. Then it said, oh, you have to go to Ireland. And this was like, I have to go to Ireland or I can't go on the cruise. So
damn.
So I was like, no, but the ticket was like £40.
Oh, that's calm.
So it was like there and back.
The anyway. Train?
No, flight.
Oh, straight down.
Ooh, you can't get train to Ireland. You get train get to Scotland.
Me. That's why I failed GCSE geography, innit?
But what happened? Yeah, so we got on the cruise now. There was so much going on. Like, nothing was real. Mm. You ever been in a space where nothing's real? like I'm not alive right now. Like, I could do whatever I want. And like you're not, and you know you're not on drugs, like you know you're sober. So then, like the first night, it was just like me and Keys on the dance floor, just vibing. And then I put my phone down to record. Like me and Keys was acting a fool. And this lady came, it's about 55, came, and she just lifted up her skirt and showed her bum on camera, and was like, I was the only one that noticed it. And I was like, nah, that didn't happen. And she realized she didn't get the angle right.
So she did it again.
So she spun the block again on my phone.
Fuck me.
I was like, cool, whatever. She's here for a good time. Like, she must be single. Then
I don't like where this is going.
I met her husband. I was like, what? Then I was like, cool. And he was talking to me, yeah? You know when a man tells you things unprovoked and you're like, why did you tell me this?
Like when you give a nitty a nugget and then... They start talking like, yeah, my mom kicked me out when I was 15.
So the guy gets talking, yeah, and he goes to me, yeah, I caught my first STD when I was 61.
Whoa!
The husband.
61?
Yeah.
No, wait. He had a clean run for a while.
Yeah.
61 years.
How are you a grown ass nigga getting STD?
Yeah, but how are you getting out? How are you fucking out at 61?
So I was like, cool. Then he was like, yeah, I caught gonorrhea. I was like, whoa. So you went, level one's like chlamydia.
You know what that's like? That's like walking into the gym and just slapping like a bills on the bench.
Yeah.
No warm up.
So then I was like, gonorrhea is like, it's like the level below like herpes and HIV.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you playing with fire. Then anyway, I go, so how old are you now? He was like, I'm 61, gave me a high five. So then, I'm like, okay. Then I'm like doing the calculations. I'm thinking, fuck, you gave it to your wife. And then she's just like, no way, you just told him that. And then I was like, so you look at gonorrhea? And then she's like, no. And she came up to me and she was like, you know when someone's lying to you? She's like, what we do, we're creative writers and we tell stories to tell people.
Is that what?
And I was like, okay. Then, 180. And, but throughout the whole ship, I felt like.
Can I ask you something?
Go on.
Was this the only encounter you had with this couple throughout the cruise?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
I'm being dead. No.
Oh, you
meet
them for 12 days.
But
get me.
No, encounter. Cool. Nothing physical happened. But
I didn't say physical, just in terms of a conversation or anything.
I was around the jacuzzi now, yeah. And you know, you ever felt like, you know when a girl wants to fuck you, right? Like, they're so, like.
Just feel their presence.
Yeah. So we in the jacuzzi now, and she's talking to me about a nude party. Like, oh yeah, there's a nude party going on. And I was like, and she was like, you don't want to see my bits. They're all wrinkly and saggy. Then like, you know, like no one asked you that. And then she was, she had a towel on, just a towel on. And she was like, oh, my towel's falling. I was like, I'm not going to fuck you. You got gonorrhea.
That was your reason, huh? That was your only barrier, huh?
But you know what? You're my nigga, but I'm not even gonna, yeah.
But there were so many other funny things happened. There was like another racist moment with her, but it weren't racist, but it was. So we get to the casino on the ship, yeah?
Mm.
And then the person working in the casino thing noticed Kia. He's like, oh, you're a rapper. Like, I follow you, I like your music. And he was like, oh, I love, da-da-da. They're talking. And it's that same gonorrhea granny came over and was like,
gonorrhea, that's crazy. Yeah,
nope.
Then she came over, she was like, I knew you lot were famous. And then we were like, nah, not really. Then she goes to the person working at the scene, like, who's the famous one? And she points to Kia, like, oh yeah, he's a rapper. And she goes, nah, he's the rapper. I was like, what? I was like, nah, I'm not the rapper. Like, he's the rapper. And she's like, nah, like, you're the rapper. Like,
I'm crying.
The only black guy. I was like,
oh my days. Were you the only black, black dude on this cruise?
Nah, there was another black guy. You wait. You know when give me another black guy in all white space. You usually get the head nod.
Yeah.
For a second, I felt like he's like, there's only one nigga allowed on here. Like,
Like, no space for two sheriffs in this town.
But no. As the time went by, more people
they started speaking up for the two of us.
And I was like, as time goes by, like there's more people that come on the ship.
Yeah.
But then the second night, there was, because it's like cruisers, old people, gay people, and like majority of like gay people and old people. They were having a lit time. Like it was an 80s night. Like Madonna tunes came on, but we went to the nightclub to see the vibe. Yeah. And then once again, you know when someone wants to fuck you, like they keep staring at you. This gay guy was on my cheeks, like on me. Like I must have locked eyes with him, like yo, da da da. And then I'm sipping my drink now, and imagine I'm facing this way, and I can see Atlas. I can just
from the peripheral.
I can just see him sipping his drink, like Then I was like, God. Then later on, boy walked past him, and he heard him say, just go and ask him. The worst he could say is no. I was like,
you could have just said no from then. No, no.
But other than that, there was one other moment. Some gay guy came up to Kia, was like, this is my boyfriend. And then Kia made a joke, was like, you don't even know my name. This brother goes,
you smell like a John.
And I was like,
what?
I was like,
let me tell you something. You need to understand something about gay men.
They're
still men.
Yeah.
Get me?
Yeah,
them niggas are still men.
Yeah.
So I mean, those men are spooky.
Yeah.
Get me? But like, them niggas are still men.
But then, like, it was one of them ones, like, we all laughed. Everything was just a big laugh. There was one guy in a wheelchair, and one girl was sitting down, like, for the whole night. And he wheeled over to her. It was like, fucking hell, you're sitting down more than me. And he just wheeled off. We was just like... It was just like,
right, fair enough, man.
Was there anyone your age on this cruise?
Yeah, there was a few people.
Oh, fair play.
How did your brethren get like tickets to this? Like, how was this something that came up on his radar?
Don't know. Probably Richard Branson messaged him. No. It was just like, I think it's through work.
Yeah.
And like advertisement.
Oh, okay, that's a funny thing.
Good, because I'm advertising here through like gonorrhea granny. Gonorrhea granddad.
Don't call the episode Gonorrhea granny, please.
He is. You know he is.
Nah.
Don't call it gonorrhea.
I might call it twangy meat.
Don't call it that either, man.
Nah, you know that. What? Should I give it like a normal name? This.
Can we have one normal name? And for once, can we like console each other?
What should we call this
can
episode?
Can we console each other?
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Can we like console each other on like what we call these episodes every so often?
No.
Because I'll be on my phone and then Alex sends the episode in and it's a crazy.
Something nuts, bruv.
Hitler didn't have the inches in girth.
I want everyone out there to know.
I didn't know she had a cock.
I want everyone out there that's watching to know, we have no input on any of the names, bruv.
Yeah, Chino messages me on the sly and gives me little pointers.
This is an executive decision on his part. Executive, every time.
Nah, like, do you know what it is? It's like, that's the last thing I think of. And it's like, shit, I can't release the episode without a name. And it's like...
So you just go to the deepest, darkest pits of your brain?
Yeah.
Fair play.
But anyway, let's get into stuff. What should we get into?
We said, rest in peace, Kevin Samuels.
They were stomping on his grave,
bro,
man.
They were crip walking on his grave. It was so crazy.
But Kevin said, all right. So for people who don't know, Kevin Samuels...
I heard he died of some pussy.
I heard he died.
Was he in or was he?
I don't know if he was in yet, but get me. Like, I heard he died from the gas station pill.
You ever
done him in? You ever had a Polish dick pill? You gotta read the fine print because let me put everything in there.
Do you ever feel like
plutonium?
When he died, it made me realize I have to die before my haters die. Like I have no. I have to make it before my haters.
Before your
because like if I die like tomorrow, touch wood, I don't. I know Twitter's going to have a field day.
Let me tell you something. God. No, do you know what? I saw a crazy tweet. Let me tell you something, First of all, he talked a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Guy talked so much shit. So much shit. Like, some of this, I never really followed. You know what I'm like, and I don't really follow this stuff, innit? Like, I wasn't even really aware of who he was until, like, quite recently.
Same.
But he say all kinds of shit. He used to say shit like, oh, you should hit your woman to control her, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, I didn't see that.
He used to say crazy shit, right? But someone, listen. Someone, these two people were going back and forth on Twitter, and someone was like, how can you get onto us for celebrating Kevin Samuel's death when people celebrated Margaret Thatcher died? But then someone was like, Margaret Thatcher ruined thousands of lives. And someone else was like, yeah, so did Kevin
Samuels. Yeah, you know what it is, yeah?
It was like comparing Kevin Samuels and Margaret Thatcher is crazy.
That's wild.
But you know what it is? It's the same thing, yeah? We all were like, when the rumors of the Queen being dead, we was all running, well, you lot, I wasn't running no jokes. I didn't, before the Parliament tried to shut
up. MI5 busting here. Yeah.
But nah, everyone ran jokes when Prince Charles died.
Yeah.
It was sad. I didn't run any jokes.
I had to stop myself from saying what I was going to say next.
Go on, say it, man.
I'm not saying it.
Why not?
Because it's for my own personal safety. Not for the safety of anything else.
You're just going to get kidnapped on the way home. You're just going to wake up in like June.
Get a washboarding.
You're just going to wake up in June and be hanging upside down.
I peeped it. Ever since Chino became a corporate man, a 9-to-5 corporate man, he hasn't been speaking.
Politically correct now.
He's just there went for the sensible subject.
Yeah, nigga, I'm making a good amount these days. I need to keep it that way.
When they just lay an iPad on the desk. Yeah. What's this?
But have you not seen Andrew Tate?
Is that the Man United?
The kickboxer.
Oh.
He's always...
Oh, that Brer who's always talking.
Brother, he kills me. He kills me to the point he's like, all right, cool. He was like, oh, I don't believe in depression because if you believe in it, it brings fear. It brings fear into your life. It's like if you hear something in the middle of the night and you believe in ghosts, you're going to get scared. And then I was like... This nigga spit.
Do you know what? That guy talks bare shit and no one can tell him nothing.
Yeah.
He just knocked them out.
It's like when, you know, say your boy's got a gun.
Yeah. Like Ludo.
Yeah. And he asks if his music's good.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to say yes.
You can say anything you want if you have a gun. Yeah. Anything.
Even that. You see when I was introducing you to, and I was like, you was like, his wax nice.
I had to know it.
And I was like, nah, he's nice. Like, he's real good.
I was like, is he though? This is before you started spitting. Because you know how niggas are always going to say that boy is nice.
Even
if he's not.
I was like, yeah. Then like, the 10 seconds you got on, it was just like me and Atlas standing there.
I was like, yo, this nigga nice.
No. Before Wax started rapping, I was like, damn. Like, he better be nice today. Like, my whole reputation's on this. Even the concert, that concert was lit.
It was good. But no, the thing is, I even said this literally, like, because when you introduced us, innit, like, I never knew you were performing. Mm-hmm. So obviously we're there and then you come up on stage. And then I turned to Alex. I was like, yo, is he nice? He was like, yeah, he's nice. I was like, is he though? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll judge for myself. 30 seconds in, I was like, yo, this nigga nice. I turned to Alex. I was like, yo, this nigga nice.
But even that, was that your first performance?
No, I've been doing shows. My big club.
I can tell you've been doing shows. The way you had the crowd rocking, I was like, this nigga's not new to this.
No, man, that was good, man. And the thing is, I think I even said this to you, like, when I saw you last time we recorded. It was, so after, obviously, the concert, I went and listened to some of your shit on Spotify. And what I fucked with was, like, the way it sounded live and the way it sounded, like, when you listen to it, like, MP3 sounds different, but they both work. You get me? They both work so well. Like, the way you can put more energy into the song when you perform it is proper banging. That's what I fuck with the most, innit?
Bro, Wax had niggas screaming a song that's not even released yet.
Bro.
How bonkers that is.
Crazy.
I was like, you know what, because I've heard a bit through your Instagram, so I knew a bit, but then I knew this guy sitting next to me, he was going like bar for bar.
It was a little group, like, at the front,
yeah,
like a group of like five or six man.
That was my entourage.
That man there was fitting everything.
Yeah, but like, then there was okay. there was a random guy to like the left of me.
Yeah,
and I was like, "You really taking this in? You really studying?" You know when the ones where you start in the bar, so when the hook comes on again, you're like, nah, I'm not missing
the beat. I hear that. But it was a good show. Joy was that the shorty who come on, not the one who sung, because she was good, but there was another shorty who rapped. She come on, I wasn't really sure what to expect in it.
Mm.
She started rapping her ass off. I was like, whoa, she's nice. Oh. I was like, bro, she can really rap.
Yeah,
it was a good show still. The opening acts were really good. Obviously, Keys was good as well, but I enjoyed it still.
The video of Keys coming out, I seen it, but because I was in the crowd, so I didn't really see it. Then I was like, shit, is this what 200 people look like?
Yeah.
I told him if I was there, I'd have just got a seat, like a stool, and I just would have took it all in. You know the ones put the mic on the floor, just like this.
Michael Jackson come, and he just stood there,
and everyone
was going crazy.
But nah, the thing about live shows, the funniest thing about live shows, you see like when an artist says, make some noise, I hate that because it's like...
All right, ask Jem. Keys was like, make some noise. And me and Jem looked at each other like...
You know what it is?
I'm a grown man, bro.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's like, sometimes, it's like, make some noise, And like, because it's like...
It's the way you do it, I think.
Yeah.
When artists go like, make some noise, you're from East London. And then they go around London.
That's level one, like, stage performing.
Yeah.
But even so... I was having a time of life, but like, see when they make some noise, I can't do the whole screaming thing, so I have to do little masculine gun style.
There was at one point, he said something, he was like, yo, if you know the words to this song, let me know so I can bring you up on stage. So I'm standing there with Jem, and then this Brer comes, and he's losing his fucking mind. He's like, I want to go on stage. He's fucking waving his hand. Jem looks at me, I'm like, bro, like, we used to like riding horseback in that, and like invade villages and shit.
I know. Keys saw him and was like, "This is for the bitches, nigga.
Yo,
this is for the bitches."
Do you know what? I've never actually been to a concert, a live show at all.
Never.
Do you know what? Live concerts, it changed. My first one was Future
in
2012, and I was like 16, 17.
What was Future even putting out in 2012? Was he still even? That man there was still called Meathead,
nah. No, it might be 2013, 14. No, 2013, 14 time.
Come on, man.
2012, a long time ago, bro.
Yeah, it was when I was just...
When did Racks come out?
Could be then.
But when did Turn Out the Lights come out?
Nah, that was after. That was when...
Was that after?
Yeah, I think when he went commercial, when he hit his height, started going.
I was definitely still in secondary school when I come out, because the bro who showed me that was my good friend when we were in secondary school.
Was 2012 like when he put out that song 21 Dana? Was it around then?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, it could be that. But all I know,
that song was ass. I thought, who the hell is this nigga, bro?
But no, but it was in Brixton. Don't remember the exact date. But then I was like, yo, concerts are lit. Like, do you know what it is? Get a good DJ and it's like a party basically. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah. Then when my life changed, when I saw Drake live in the pouring rain, Take Care, in Finsbury Park. No, not Finsbury Park, Hyde Park, bro, Wireless.
Take Care.
I had my girlfriend on my neck at the time, and like it was raining. I was crying, but you couldn't tell because it was raining. Like,
wait, Take Care in the rain. I would have been on my knees, bro.
Manus was talking about some Take Care. We need to be honest about that album. Like, I don't want to turn this into a music thing because we've got a rapper on here, innit? But we need to be honest about that album.
Do you fuck with Take Care?
Yeah, of course.
It's a good album, but it's not his best album.
I wouldn't say that, but it was the one that I fucked with the most. I'll be honest.
Nothing was the same as his best album.
I always said this, You see, with like albums, or music, it's always
subjective, obviously.
Oh, yeah, but it's always to do with a time in your life.
Yeah.
Like, Drake's albums, they don't hit until you're feeling something. Like, is it Views?
That album's not a good broski.
Nah, I didn't like it until about a year and a half later. And you're just like going through some shit. Like, right, let me take this in. Let me take in the words. I know he's got corny lines as well, but he has some of them lines. It's like, yo, he just like me, like kind of thing. That's what Drake is. But his last album, I don't even know what the name
was. The last like three or four albums we haven't been.
What
that
was
good.
His last album called?
Certified Lover Boy, isn't it?
Nah, I'm not great.
I'd throw that.
That was a miss. What was one before that? Scorpion miss.
Yeah, it was.
Scorpion.
Dark Lane something? Yeah, that was all right, not great. More Life was, there was some good songs in there.
I like More Life.
There was some good tracks from More Life, but even still, it was like a whole project.
But even, oh.
If you're reading This Is Too Late, it's mad underrated. That's like one of his best.
Yeah, but if we're talking about music, you know what I'm happy about?
What?
N-Dub's making a comeback.
Yeah, I seen that yesterday.
When I
seen that yesterday,
hat, bro.
Bro, I know you.
I'm gonna have to get the
Ferreducci. Hey, oh.
But would you wear one?
I actually
won't.
I'm gonna have to get the Ferreducci hat.
That's heritage.
I was even thinking about that. You see, like,
what's the Ferreducci?
I'm gonna put up in a Lyle and Scott polo.
Don't get me started, man.
What would you look wearing back in school days? If like, say, if you had a little house party.
Don't get me started.
Bro, do you want me to be completely honest with you? My year in particular was so dead, I don't even remember a house party that we had.
Ah, shit. Because I remember I had this one Franklin and Marshall jumper.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Bro, you don't understand how many weeks of lunch money I saved up. That was like £80 back in the day.
Do you
remember that H&M hoodie? The strap one. Everyone had the strap one.
Only thing I got from H&M was like the Tigger pouch.
Yeah.
And the Batman belt.
I remember that. Yeah, the Batman belt.
I think that might be River Island.
I think it was River Island used to do better novelty shit like that.
Yeah,
River Island.
Listen to me clearly, yeah. You get me a Ferreducci hat today. Yeah, a Lala Scott polo, maybe even a Duffer thing. Yeah,
oh, I can't like get me a pair. You know, like Vans, the Duffer Crepes.
Yeah.
If I go to an N-Dubs thing, I'm pulling up in Duffer Crepes. I'm wearing a Visu jeans. I'm wearing a Lyle Scott or a Lacoste polo.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a Ferreducci hat.
Get me a Ferreducci hat, yeah, and a Duffer tracksuit. I will rap, yeah.
And I'm going on eBay and I'm buying a Blackberry Bold.
I will rap, yeah. I will rap.
Well, yeah, you ain't got your money up for a curve.
Yo, I will rap Johnny Gunn's Fresh Home right now. Yeah. You get me that fit, I do it right now. Bar for bar, everything.
But yeah, nah.
If Johnny Gunn's has a revenge tour, I'm in the front row. I swear to God, I'm in the front row.
I swear, but like N-Dubs, like it takes you a time back, like in school, God, where N-Dubs were going crazy. I seen someone tweet today, like, nobody was listening to N-Dubs growing up.
Come on, man.
You know when like,
people just be saying shit.
But no, you know when someone blatantly tells you that they weren't outside back in the days, I swear. Yeah. I was like, nah, N-Dubs had serious bangers.
That's what I'm like, say you weren't listening. Get me? Say you weren't listening.
I swear, because
it's like when people on Twitter say French Montana was never hard. Yeah. It's like, okay, let's be serious now.
They never listened to the crossover, bruv.
Bro,
you know the ones where N-Dubs and the...
I'm Big Nasty.
Yeah. Hey, yo, they never listened to that one. They went outside.
You see when Uncle B died? I lost Uncle. On my life. When Uncle B went... When they were explaining,
shouldn't even be laughing.
No. When they said how he got the guys together, I said, yeah, this is.
Yeah.
And then obviously, like the lyrics of when Dappy was like saying how he ran up in the yard and found his dad dead, whatever. I was like, yo, this is pain. This is music. And then, bro, I always thought back in the days that Talisa and Dappy were having sex.
Huh?
But then someone said it was like they were cousins.
Yeah, they're cousins, bro.
Until I found that out.
Yeah, but everyone's got that cousin that
they
were
seeing each
fight.
Other for a bit. Yeah.
Like, yeah, they were.
But Dappy and Talisa are cousins. Like, what kind of game of thrones?
No, until I found that out. Hey,
everyone's got that cousin that fake.
No,
cousin
don't
that,
say everyone.
Everyone's got that fake cousin that they try to fuck with.
Nah, bro.
It could be fake.
Bro, you're incriminating yourself now. Don't say everyone.
You ain't got that fake cousin.
Nah, bro. I don't have one.
You ain't got that. That cousins.
Cousins. Nah.
You're the type of guy to have a shoot. You're the type of guy to have a shoot around your spot.
Max,
you got a shoot around your spot, and your chick's like, yo, who's that? So you ask my cousin.
Nah, man. You know me. I'm joking.
Nah, dog.
It's comedy, man. Come on, man.
None of that.
Bro, I gotta make everyone laugh, right?
Sick man,
right?
Boy.
Nah, you're actually fucked.
That's taking.
Like, stop doing this incest thing.
That's taking me back.
Stop talking about it anyway.
That's not even the foundations of the docu.
That's taking me back though. The whole Channel
AKA fucking your cousin is taking me back.
Fuck me.
You and Channel AKA days, bro. For some reason,
I can't lie. It fell off when it became Channel AKA.
No,
it fell off. Come on, dog.
It fell off.
It fell off. That's what niggas was putting it. I was seeing anything on there. I was seeing nonsense on there. What's Chino doing spitting at 16?
No, I could have been on there. No, I could have if I wanted.
Do you know what? Yeah, so I think Channel U reminds me of that's alright, cool. Channel U is definitely like, is it Agro Santos? I got a 3 yard.
Yeah, 3 yard. I got a three yard, man. Bro, 3 yard, gash by the hour.
Imperial squad.
Come on, dog.
Imperial squad, they were going to blow.
Why didn't they?
Huh? They were. They just.
I'm just. Yeah.
But, but you know when it's a group,
it don't really clap.
I've never been so proud. I remember when the North Wheezy rhythm dropped. I've never been so proud to be from Northwest in my entire life. When I seen that on Channel U, I'm like, they're from my area.
Great.
I'm walking past bits that I recognize and that I'm bugging.
At that point, it proper connected with the culture. That
yeah, man, it really did. It really did. And it's a shame that, like, I don't even know what happened to it. It just became too, it became a thing where it was like, everyone was just on there and it was like, you're not really separating the mice from the men. Like, for me, it's like, if you're going to do this, fair enough, have a platform for young people in the UK or London to have, get their music out. But there needs to be a vetting process. You get me?
Yeah,
you can't just put anything on there, man, because you're just losing the point.
That's where, who does it? It was Black Box Freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, when Dave went on, could have been a serious
platform. You know me, I don't fuck with Dave, but his Black Box is cold. But then, there's so many cold Black Boxes and their careers got launched off Black Box. Dave, Potter, Mover, for instance.
But then Black Box just started letting anyone in there.
That Who, What, We, What, Where guy.
Yeah, I can. That's like the turning point of your brand being just like a meme.
Eventually, they all do that.
Yeah, eventually.
But GRM Daily.
But SBTV never did it. SBTV never did it.
But with GRM Daily,
SBTV never did that though. Not to my knowledge, anyway.
But GRM Daily, they only done what's it called, comedy versions of things I can't remember Too Many Man. There was a comedy version. Bashing Black Boys.
And it was the Ultimate Oats that come out on GRM Daily.
But GRM Daily, I feel like they're quite expensive. They're quite expensive to be up on there.
$350.
Yeah, $350. Like, imagine your new video, it looks expensive. But you see when people say to artists, yo, put some new music out, we need a new video.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
it's not as simple as that.
Yeah, if it was, everyone would do it.
Yeah.
I'm even looking at the preview of your one, this is cold. This is an actual music video.
Mm-hmm.
But then certain people just slap on anything on GRM.
Yeah.
Do you know how much this whole thing costs? The whole process costs, bruv, making a video, a good one.
Yeah.
I know some people I know a few people that are photographers and whatnot, for their services, some guy's charging 1.5, bro. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. And that's not even
that's not even half it, bro. Marketing, promo, it's two bags, three bags minimum.
Yeah. He might not even be like an expensive one, because I don't even know what the market looks like, because I'm not in it, do you know what I'm saying? I just know that he charges 1.5,
mm-hmm.
And that's just that's not even to do with editing and everything else. That's just a
low key though. Sometimes people be charging you extra high because they don't fuck with you.
Some guy got a DM from 6ix9ine. And 6ix9ine was like, yo, I want you to do something for me. He's like, I don't work with snitches. I'd have been like, yo, my nigga, give me $250,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just extorted him.
But that's the thing,
And I just extorted him.
Some people will see your thing and be like, yeah, I'm gonna need 4x. They don't even want to entertain you, but if you say, yeah.
You're going to pay the 4x.
No, it's true, because I've been thinking, how much would I take to do a feature with someone that I don't rate?
Yeah.
It's going to be quite a lot.
That reminds me of remember when Dachiavelli's thing got hacked?
Yeah.
And he wanted to do a track with H, and Steph London was like, don't do a track with him, he sucks. Oh, yeah. And he was like, yo, Dachiavelli's thing got hacked, innit?
Oh, shit.
And remember they leaked all his DMs?
Oh, shit.
And there was DMs of him and Steph London, innit? And he was like, I want to do a track with H or whatever. She was like, nah, he sucks. He was like, yeah, but he's got better views than that. She's like, so?
Yeah.
You get me? So it's for you, for instance, is that that integrity where it's like, let's say there's a Brer who's got a following, but you don't think he's good. Would you hop on a track with him? Or
I think it's too hard for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't rate, I won't be able to listen to the song, bro.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
No, I hear it though.
You know what it is, yeah? Like,
the whole viewing thing, I hear it, because if streaming is the be all end all now, yeah?
Yeah.
Views are still the be all end all.
But then, as an artist, do you feel like where does it become a thing where it's like integrity and then gain? You get me?
Do you know what? Yeah.
Because like Wax just said, he wouldn't be able to even listen to the song. So it's like,
unless it's a big bag.
Yeah.
Like, what's the line? What's the line between respecting a game and actually getting up? Do you know what I'm saying? What's the line between?
Yeah. I mean, if it's a few quid,
yeah.
I think if it's a few quid, I don't know. I'm not a rapper in it. If it's a few quid in it and it's like here or there, it's whatever. Then it's like probably not. But then if it's like a big bag, then
fair enough.
Yeah.
If it's a big bag,
I'm
willing to do a lot of things for a big bag.
Now let's say for instance, I don't know, like we got offered like a sponsorship for something we didn't fuck with. I don't know. Alex probably fucked with anything anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then we're like, we don't really want to do that, but then like, yo, these are the numbers.
You
know?
Yeah. You man got offered to do nugget porn.
Okay, wait, man.
Referencing last episode.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I mean, to be fair, I was
going
to...
Wait,
did you actually want an answer to that?
Yeah. What? Come on, I'd do that for free. You know I would.
For free?
Wait.
I'm saying 60 bags each, tax-free.
What do we have to do exactly?
Your bank account on Monday.
Wait, what do we have to do exactly?
You have to have sex with a nugget.
Oh, I have to have sex with a nugget?
On camera?
Camera, man.
But it's only on private subscription sites, so it won't be on like.
That's
like,
crazy.
Accessible to anyone.
That's crazy. You know what? Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No wait, I'm not saying I would do that, but I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Not do that.
Brother, life is expensive right now.
It is.
Now.
Okay.
That's
okay.
60 bags.
Here's the added clause to that, innit? Yeah. Maybe this changes things for everyone, innit? Yeah.
60 bags tax free is nuts.
It's nuts. That's what I'm saying. What if it's a case of as well added onto everything here? No one that you know right now in your life will ever know it exists. That's what I'm saying, innit? It only be certain people that are already on that specific site.
Yeah.
Oh, my nigga, sign me up.
Yeah.
But
specific private members.
All right, cool. How about this?
And to be fair, guys who are members to that are probably weirdos. I don't give a shit. Get me.
60 but, racks like, in my hand.
Say.
That
say
same it. 60 racks. I'm saying, fuck this podcast.
I want to say, but no. Say if someone like you don't fuck with, like, say I know, the KKK was like,
hey, oh my god,
how much for me to come on and say a little something?
Nah, nothing.
The KKK,
yeah,
nothing.
You could have said like something crazy, like you could have said something else, someone else, like.
But how much?
Nah, I don't know, G.
I don't think.
Bit,
I don't,
like,
you know what?
I could. No, I can't.
I don't know, man.
I'd sell myself for a lot of things, but nah, that's not mine.
Do you know what? I'll take the interview and we'll go back to back. We'll have an argument. I'd have an argument with a racial
you
racist.
Would?
You're not going to win that argument.
But with a grand wizard, just chilling.
The grandmaster wizard. Do you know what? I haven't seen the video yet of my man. He pranks the...
Oh, that Nico brother. Yeah.
But I feel like I could rattle a racist.
Yeah, you rattle me every day and I'm not racist.
Every single day.
So... Because you're just bare annoying.
Yeah.
Like, you could easily rattle a racist.
I'm not that annoying.
No, you
I
are still.
I think they'd be surprised at how much of a jiggaboo you really are. I think they'd be like, wow, you is ridiculous. I thought you lot were bad already.
You're going to send that KKK nigga down. He's going to be like, I've seen some jive turkeys in my time.
But this is the
but you are the jiviest turkey.
This is the biggest porch monkey I ever seen.
You know them racial slurs that you ain't even heard of? Like, damn. You have to look it up on the dictionary.
Knuckle dragger. Yo, listen, yeah? I had to Google it. Because I did not know what that meant.
Like monkeys?
Yeah, like, no. Because someone called Draymond Green a knuckle dragger, innit?
Oh my God.
And I was like, what does that mean? Like, you know that creative racism?
Yeah.
Spare chucker.
Like, what?
Spare chucker. No, spare chucker. That's a thing. Spare chucker's a thing.
You know that?
You don't go bunny.
But you know that creative racism where it's like, you get me?
Like, white people be going crazy. Like,
when I heard the word gollywog, I didn't know what it was.
Oh,
I had no idea.
There was one time, this brother, he was my old football coach, and it was his wife, and then I walked in, I was like 14, 15, I think, walked in, and I was like, what's those? He was like, oh, it's a gollywog, they're my wife's. The little doll things. It's like,
have you ever seen them toys where it's like black and it's got like red lips?
Yeah.
Like, what's his name?
It's like a little doll.
Yeah, Mr. Popo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you remember when Moncler did like a gollywog jacket?
Did they?
Do you remember that?
No, wait.
You don't remember that?
No, I feel not clearly.
But yeah, but I feel like with that, I didn't know what a gollywog was at the time.
I got called a wog socket once.
And then
I beat that.
But no, wait. So he had.
I'm not even going to say it on the.
So I was just like, oh, his wife must be black anyway. So then I buck into him like when I'm 20, 21, I see his wife. And so it's a white woman. Then like.
You walked into his crib?
Yeah. He invited me round for some reason. Like he was my football.
And he just had bare like gollywogs and that in the yard?
Yeah, there was like 2-3. And then I was like, what the. No, he was black. That's why it was.
Oh, yeah.
So he's
bro,
a black guy.
You left out.
Yeah, this story keeps spinning.
So yeah, so he's a black guy. I've gone into his yard. There's a gollywog there, and I don't know what it is. And he was like, "It's my wife." So I assume his wife's black. And I was like, "All right, cool. That's a normal thing, I guess. Nothing crazy." I didn't know what a gollywog was. Then I meet his wife like 5 years later, and I realize she's white. Then 2 years later, I'm putting two. You see, when you're in bed, yeah, thinking, and you wake up like.
I think I had an epiphany.
Yo, I was like, no way. Like, he's got a white wife who owns gollywogs and he's just there. I was like, this is get out kind of shit.
Yo.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, bonkers.
Some of these words when I heard them the first time, spare chucker. It took me a sec for that one.
But yeah, nah, it's bonkers.
It's a rare blood.
But yeah, let's switch up the subject.
Oh no, I kind of wanted to go back to the other thing. What? Yeah. I was going to be like, okay, cool. What if a sex doll company said,
oh, here we go.
100%. Don't.
You're asking Alex. Of course, Alex will sponsor that. Alex will really say, can I have one?
Yeah.
you think I wouldn't go crazy with the content of a sex doll next to me?
Oh.
What if they said the sex doll like had to be you, like a replica of you?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Sold to man.
That's no.
We need to talk about money. That one. Yeah, we need.
That's your line, huh?
40 bags for life. Oh, we have to be like 50 bags a year.
A year? Mm-hmm. Nah, I need more than 50 bags.
Ooh.
I need more than 50 bags.
To actively that there are men out there just feeling on a silicone version of
my brother. I promise you, there's a picture of you with a guy and he's wanking all over it. 100%.
I'd hope not.
No. Do you know how many weirdos there are?
T.O. Young Boss.
Oh, that's so crazy.
Brother, there was.
When you can admit that you're T.O. Young Boss?
There was one guy, yeah. He made the tweet, yeah, saying stupidness, and someone like gone on. You see when like you have a picture on iPhone, and then at the bottom there's previews,
yeah.
And then someone zoomed in and seen a picture of me, and there was like, "Yo, we got him. It's Alex," kind of thing. I'm just like, what? And then I'm just like, why does a random guy of my display picture just that?
But the thing is, when the thing got tweeted. Like, if you remember that day, I never even entertained it.
I did. No one.
I was like, come on, man.
Your tweets go viral, so it might have been an accident.
No. I just posted a picture, and that's it. Nothing funny, just a normal
thing. That was one of, that's one of, honestly, to me, that's one of the world's.
That's when I, that's
what, like one of the world's premier, like, conspiracies, sorry. Along with what's down in the Mariana Trench? What's out there? Are we alone in the universe?
Area 51?
Yeah, no. Like, it's Alex T or Young Boss. It's one of those up
you know
there,
what?
Up
it's one of them ones, yeah, like. I've always said it. I'm me. Now, I'll say something crazy. I don't give a fuck.
Broad day.
But that's what everyone was saying. Everyone was like, this guy tweets wreck on his main account. What does he need that for? Kind of thing. That's why no one entertained it. That's why it's literally as soon as like 24 hours went by, the thing just,
yeah.
Never got mentioned. You know how funny it is that he beat allegations because he's the real him is worse than what the allegations were.
But nah, let's get into some football, man, because, hey.
So you got an Arsenal fan and a Tottenham fan sitting next to each other.
Tottenham, we back.
Said you back. You need to be somewhere originally.
Hey, nah,
do
you know what? Yeah, I've stopped supporting Spurs for about 4 or 5 years now. I never really talk about Spurs, but this season I'm a ride out for that. And if on Sunday I'm let down, I promise you I'm gonna drop the money.
Arsenal and Tottenham are gonna lose. Both lose.
Well, yeah, I feel like we're gonna bottle it. And then, because you lot got Everton.
It depends what happens. So they still got a game in hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say they lose their game in hand. They might be fighting for their lives depending on what happens.
Everton or who?
Everton.
Oh,
bro. Everton. We're gonna get beat again. We are, in truth.
Richarlison got something for you, man, still.
Low key, bro. Right?
You see, you know what it is, yeah. Xhaka said it, bro. Them Haylen boys. Them man ain't got no cojones at.
They ain't got the stuff.
Them man ain't got the pebbles at.
But you know, it's their kids, innit?
Nah, I don't want to hear that.
Nah, I want to hear that.
Because when you lot are praising them,
yeah,
it was too crazy.
I've never.
Should I list off some of the stuff of from Arsenal fans this season? Please, can I have this? Okay, Rams is the top free keeper in the league.
I've not said
anything. Not you, but people on the timeline. Tierney's better than Robertson. Jacker and Partey are the best pivot in the world. Saka's a top three winger in the league. Saka's outperformed Mane this season.
That's crazy.
Emil Smith Rowe, Gabriel and Saka are the three best youngsters in the league. Shall I continue? Ben White is better than Konate. Shall I continue? I saw a man do an entire thread, on Tomiyasu being Nathan Aki, Kyle Walker, and Laporte all in one.
And that he's
worth 80 million. And then I seen Alan St. Maximin retire in 37 minutes.
Yo,
Fred was like 18 tweets long.
Yeah.
Yo.
All I'm saying.
And then, sorry. Yeah.
We got Pandev on here, man.
By the same token, niggas are saying, if Arteta gets top four with these men and red hair, well, then which one is it?
Nah, yeah.
Is Arteta a genius for getting top four with his squad? So you're admitting the squad's gash? Or is the squad amazing and Arteta's doing what he's supposed to do? It doesn't matter anyway because he's not finishing top
God's
four.
God's gash to begin with.
Don't. But like,
don't get me started on Odegaard as well. But
God's dead.
I don't think it is about Arsenal.
Arsenal,
they just don't have a lot of good players.
Listen, yeah,
they just ain't got a lot of good players.
You know what it is? Okay. Do you know what it is? Yeah.
No,
it has. No, what? So you last went into Champions League 7 years ago, 2015-16.
Since they signed Xhaka, they haven't been back in the Champions League.
Yeah. So, but even before that. That was a good four seasons.
Come on, Dan, let's have it right. Since they made the Champions League final in 2006.
But wait, even so, when Wenger was still running things, they were getting fourth spot. And then that's the reason why they got rid of him, because fourth spot wasn't enough for them.
But now,
look at them. They're fighting and they're trying so hard. And now, what was it? They're saying Henry's been negative about Arteta.
He's not negative, he's being honest.
But they were saying...
You know what? There's two camps. All of a sudden, top gooners became like top reds all of a sudden.
Well, like, gourds.
I don't know what it was. There's this little camp.
Sorry to cut you off. The funniest thing happened in the group chat earlier. These men are going back and forth, yeah? And then they were like, Gourd said something to Sharif about, you ain't been to no games or something. Sharif was like, you've been to all these games, but we're still going to be in Europa together. And then Gourd's like, I'm going to be at the game. Enjoy your stream.
But you know what, Gourd kills me because he's like...
He's a proper top red.
Yeah. But you know what, I respect fans like that because that's a fan. Like, I don't ever see him be fickle with his... Yeah. He's like, whatever happens, you're riding with your team.
Yeah.
You have to accept that.
He's a better man than me because I ain't riding with you niggas if you niggas is embarrassing me.
He was riding with Liverpool in a spooky era.
When you're fucking Ricky Lambert and David Davide.
The thing is, I was repping them, but I weren't. If you saw my tweets back then, I wasn't really tweeting about
that. You weren't out there.
I couldn't stick out my chest.
But that's my one question. What would you lot change about football? Like the rules?
Change?
I've been thinking about that question.
Because I said, there needs to be. I'm tired of Man City or Liverpool winning or people with money. I'd rather take the NBA approach and have playoffs. I promise you, it'll be so much better. Say top eight go into playoffs at the end of the season, and that's when you fight for the Premier League. You see how NBA.
But then you just.
It'll be different. Do you know what it is?
But it means
so less games, and you just do a playoff thing at the end.
Yeah.
Regular season doesn't mean much anymore.
But then,
get home court and stuff, innit? Yeah. Well, home court, but you get to play at home and stuff, innit?
But then I was saying
because it'd be seeded. All right,
cool. My point is, you see how in NBA,
you
got regular season,
mm-hmm.
like players are playing, but then in the playoffs,
players
are looking different because it's like it's your chance.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all right, cool. Know what is what league is? If you spend the most money, you're most likely gonna win it. It will.
The NBA does a similar thing because if you look at outside of Milwaukee, who have just built, but if you look at, for instance, the history of the NBA, the last 30 years, 40 years, the best teams have been, for instance, the Lakers.
Yeah.
Where are the Lakers? They're in LA.
Yeah.
You get me? Like the teams that are going to dominate and be good are the teams, even the Golden State Warriors, where are they? They're in California.
Yeah.
So it's like the teams that are in the best
Like the big market
teams. Yeah, the big market teams are always going to, it's a similar thing in the NBA. Yeah, but you, I mean, I'll be honest with you, G, like, unless you're like Milwaukee and you can pick up a Giannis in the middle of the first round, like he just falls into your lap. Or you're like San Antonio, who are like the best scouting. Like, because think about if Kawhi never left. Because they drafted DeJounte Murray like 2 seasons before Kawhi left. So imagine if Pop had DeJounte Murray and Kawhi Leonard now. So unless you're like San Antonio, you're not a big market, but your scouting and your development is so good, you can kind of do it anyway. The NBA kind of is similar where it's like, the big market teams are always going to win.
I'm kind of bored. This season, probably the best season in...
In a while.
Say 7-8 years. Where it's been tight,
yeah.
Like, oh, okay, Liverpool and Man City had their running, but I'm talking, there's a relegation battle.
Yeah, everything's going to the last day.
So I was like, yeah, I need a change. But what?
They just got to start match fixing like, more to make it more interesting. Let's be honest.
When you think about as well, top to bottom in the league, yeah, gets better. Like even in more so in recent years, gets better every year.
What?
Like top to bottom.
Look at how all these top teams are getting panned by small teams. Look at Brighton pan Man United 4-0. Man United are shit. Yeah. Man United shouldn't be losing 4-0 to Brighton, bro.
Nah.
You get me? Like really and truly, Man United are shit. But losing 4-0 to Brighton is nuts. Yeah. Arsenal, like being an Arsenal fan, right? And I don't even want to sound like them top reds on Arsenal Fan TV, yeah? But could you imagine being an Arsenal fan 15 years ago with Vieira, Henry, et cetera, and being nervous to go play against Brighton or Newcastle? Oh, we might drop points. Are you crazy? This is what I mean. It's like, there's so much quality in the league now. And
spread
I feel
out.
Yeah.
Spread out, bro.
Mm. Like, realistically, there's a player, what many teams in the Premier League? 20. So outside of your team, there's 19 teams, yeah, in the Premier League, yeah. Off the top of my head, at least 15 teams, there's a player you take from there.
True.
You get me?
You have Bruno that was... obviously, names were thrown around when they were like, doing the transfer saga, wasn't it? Like, the people that weren't really in for him a lot, but they had their names thrown around a lot, yeah. But he was highly towered Europe-wise, yeah. He's at Newcastle, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's players like that. James went to fucking Everton.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? There's talent spread out throughout the league, bro. It's not like that in the NBA.
What were you going to say, Wax?
Yeah, what would you change about it?
When I took your question, I was thinking more like a rule.
Yeah, about the rules.
But I didn't really come up with anything.
What?
If it's offside,
mm.
Put the flag up straight away.
No. If they score with a first hand volley,
yeah.
Or what if it's nice enough?
Yeah.
If it's a nice enough goal.
a panel just like, yeah. 10
only. The thing is with VAR as well, it's just I don't like it when it's like the fucking shoelace.
Yeah, they were saying, yeah.
I don't like that.
VAR is dumb because they don't include all camera angles.
Yeah.
If you're going to use cameras, use it to your full.
I think another thing with VAR, they need to be really consistent with it, yeah. Like, if they're going to use VAR, yeah, it needs to be involved in every play. Because it's like, if the referee is given something, yeah, they may not overturn it. Do you know what I'm saying? That they may not overturn it. He has to be involved in everything if it's going to be there.
But then the games take 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
My other thing is I'm tired of, if you win a penalty, you take it.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Because I'm thinking it like, affects the game more because I don't know. If
but then niggas might just start fouling. Like imagine that. Like
Maguire,
imagine,
not Maguire.
Like
Maguire
imagine you got like a centre back who can't play with his feet or he's whack.
Yeah.
And then like it's getting a bit sneaky in the box. And you're like, oh, fuck it.
But you know, someone's never that bad to miss from 12 yards out.
But we saw Mason Mount, one of the most technically difficult players in the league.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not like, all right, cool. Like, see with basketball, like free throws. If you're shit, you're most likely gonna be shit.
Yeah.
But with a penalty, it's like it's just nerves.
Yeah,
I think at the end of the day, it's not even about technique that much. It's just about your nerves.
Yeah.
So I'll say, all right, cool. And it affects stuff like top goal scorer.
Yeah. Well, your boy Harry Kane will be finished then. He ain't never winning the penalties. Niggas ain't fouling on Harry Kane.
Yeah, but he could get goals. But even like Son hasn't got any penalties.
No, wait. I don't agree with that. I don't agree that it's not about technique. I don't agree that at all, bruv.
I think it depends. I think in a shootout, it's less about technique.
Yeah, it's about.
But then in like a game, bro, just get him. If I was a manager, whoever my most technically secure footballer is, I'm making him take the penalties. Yeah. I don't care if my top goal scorer is screaming at me and wants to take the penalties. If you're not my best penalty taker, you're not taking it. Yeah. If I've got like a game where like my striker's chasing golden boot or whatever, okay, and we've won it, cool, have it.
Yeah.
But throughout the course of a season,
yeah,
like if Alex is my top goal scorer, but Wax is my most technically secure player, like best ball striker,
yeah,
I don't care if he's my centre back. He's taking all my penalties.
Yeah,
you get me. Yeah,
yeah. But that's the thing. Like, it will make everything better because, like, say, imagine the game's on the line.
Yeah.
Last minute, I've tugged. I don't know. Titus Bramble.
Do you know what I would put in? Wait, do you know what I would put in? This is what I'd put in. If, let's say I'm the goalkeeper and I pass it back to you, you can't pass, and I give it to you, so you're the centre back. You can't give it back to me.
As in, under any circumstances, like, even to your feet, nothing?
No, you have to pass it to someone else. Yeah, you have to pass it to someone else.
Oh, are you gonna impose the no one allowed in the box thing as well?
Sorry?
Are you gonna impose the whole no one allowed
in the box? Nah, come on, the box 18 yards, man. Okay. But if I roll the ball out to you,
you can't pass it back.
You have to give it, or let's say for instance, like, it's a counter attack. You sweep it up, pass it to me.
Yeah.
And then I give it to you. You can't give it back to me.
That press gonna be nuts after that. That press gonna be crazy.
But then
what about the long shots being two goals?
Get the fuck out of here.
Because I can imagine, that coming into play and it will be your team. Tight on the line.
Now KDB's put a top corner from 40 yards.
If that was ever true,
like company putting the top bins, it was against
Leicester.
If that was ever true, Coutinho is getting the supermax from you lot, bro. Forever. Like,
speaking of Coutinho, bruv, he betters. We won, by the way, 2-1.
You know what?
Coutinho.
Oh, wait, betting our ball against you. Like,
so if we win, we got Wolves, I think.
Yeah.
Wolves at home.
So City, I got Villa. If City drop points in any way and we win, then we win the league.
Oh, okay.
But the chances of City dropping points...
It's written, bro.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, Stevie, get me.
It's written on the stars, you reckon?
I said, if Stevie does this for us, I'll forgive him for 2014. I promise I will. I promise I'll forgive him for 2014.
That, yeah.
2014, that was scary.
He might as well get his boots on.
That was...
Hey, I think Stevie could still
do a job.
He might as well
do a job.
What are you saying to them in the dressing room?
He's probably telling John McGinn, you're shit. But you know what it is? My thing is how is he going to motivate them? Because they're literally playing for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, how is he going to motivate them?
Nah.
He's saying, I need this guy.
Yeah. I don't know, innit? I don't know if he's going to them like, yo, look.
I think he's like telling them there's a new project going on next season. I don't know who's involved.
Yeah, none of you niggas are safe.
I don't know who's going to be here.
Winks at Coutinho. No one's safe. But
I like that signing though. Is it 17 million they're going for?
Yeah, got him for a few quid still.
Science going on there, man. Like,
I like that, man.
I've been begging Tottenham get a playmaker. How we haven't replaced?
Yeah, you haven't replaced Ericsson.
We haven't replaced Ericsson.
Haven't replaced Dele Alli.
We haven't replaced Gareth Bale from 2012.
Son, kind of basic.
Kind, yeah. Oh yeah, that's fair enough. But
you're not.
Yeah, come on,
dog. No. My bad. But I just remember like being stuck with Lamella for about 4 seasons. Hey, you know how frustrating
Lamella scored the best goal I've ever seen live.
Yeah.
That Rabona came off.
Not the one against Arsenal.
Which one?
Was in the Europa League. You put it like top bins from edge of the box.
But no, the Arsenal one was stupid because it went through someone's legs. And it was Tottenham versus Arsenal. Tottenham at the time, my boxes were off, I swear to you.
You're ridiculous. Like, you're absolutely ridiculous.
Like, no, you don't know how much I screamed. Like, and we still lost.
What derby goal have you celebrated the most?
I think it was Tottenham Arsenal. I think you see when Harry Kane, he scored from, so you got the box here.
Yeah, from like base down from, near the touchline. He whipped it.
I went like this. I was, you know them, yippee. And I punched the top of the door frame, whole like thing that scraped. Dude. And I just looked at it. But then,
a recent memory for me was the North London Derby game. The Torreira goal. It didn't mean much.
We were already winning.
We were already winning, but my top was off. I don't know where it was. I was gone already.
I'm a bear in my head right now.
I was gone already.
Mm-hmm. There was the Origi one where Pickford fucking threw it up in the air. There was one that Mane scored. It was like a rebound from it hit the post at Goodison. There was one where Gerrard scored a header. There was another one. There was...
Gerrard was like a half volley left.
Yeah. There was when Curtis Jones put a top corner in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
There's so many. We've been giving Everton the...
Well, can I tell you like a random Curtis story about the cruise?
So say that again.
Can I tell you like a random story about the cruise? So I met this lady, and she was like a ginger head. I got a picture of her. Picture's wavy. Like it's one of the waviest pictures I've taken on the cruise. But we was talking for half an hour, and all started off. She was like, oh, I was like, oh, you look beautiful tonight. She's like 60, And she's like, oh, you don't mean that, da da da. I'm like, where's your husband at? Like, joking about it. I'm like, he's at home. I'm like, oh, I swear, da da da. And we just got to talking, and she's like, oh, he's a Blackburn fan. I swear to you, I've never been so, like, gassed. Like, Blackburn was, like, my favourite team, was, like, my second team.
Why Blackburn?
Morton Gantz Pedersen was the best.
Let me say something. That's one of the craziest ball strikers I've ever seen in my life.
I promise you, I was in the club, yeah, talking to Shorty like this, yeah. I'm talking to her like this, yeah, about Morton Gantz Pedersen. I was like, yo, Morton Gantz Pedersen, the left foot's crazy. And she's going back to back with me. She was like, I used to love Morton Gantz Pedersen.
Listen, he was that Turkish brother who used to slap it bins as well. They had that Turkish brother. Didn't they have Roque Santa Cruz as well?
Yeah, they had everyone. Yeah. Then City snapped him up.
Yeah.
I feel like they're still paying for his wages now.
It might be, you know.
But then they had what Blackburn were a team, man. Whenever it got sticky and Christopher Samba went up on the 90th minute to play striker. Crazy, man.
I can't lie. All jokes aside, Morton Gantz Pedersen is one of the best ball strikers I've ever seen.
I'm telling you.
Him, and I remember saying this, I remember walking into school, I must have been in like year 10 or year 11, and everyone called me crazy. But now, like, people are like, oh, you were right. When I told, man, technically, ball striking, passing, this and that, there was like, Tom Huddleston was one of the best in the Prem.
Thank you, God.
Tom Huddleston was one of the best in the Prem. Cool. I was trying to tell, man,
cool.
In my year, no one was listening to me. Tom Huddleston is one of the best ball strikers in the league, bro.
I think people just didn't like the way he played because he just looked really heavy. He looked mad.
He did look mad heavy.
There was one time I met Tom Huddleston in Odeon. Yeah. I just bumped into him. Brother, the brother is not fat at all. He is just...
Tension it.
He's just got so much like about him.
Yeah.
I was like... And I feel like he knew. I was like, you're not fat. And then he was just like, and just kept it as that. But I promise you, I think we played Reading and it's the best shoulder shimmy because he's so big.
Yeah.
He dropped the shoulder and he moved four man. And I'm telling you, the space he created with just one little, he used to do this move where he rolled it off from his left foot and just sprayed it with his right foot.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man strike a ball so clean.
Do you know what I remember when because I really clocked it, and I remember going into school and we were just having a conversation, and I was like, yo, man, you know Tom Huddleston got top five tech in the Prem? At the time, it was like him, Stevie, who else was in the Prem those times? Van Persie. And these are the brands I'm putting them there with in terms of tech. Looking at me like I'm a ghost. I'm like, are you, man, how am I the only one who's seeing this?
I'm going to say something. Paul Scholes passing, Tom Huddleston's passing. You can't beat Tom Huddleston. I promise you.
I agree with you. What I'll say is this. Tom Huddleston being able to do what he does at his size is one of the most impressive things ever. It makes it the degree of difficulty when you're tall. That's why players who are tall and technically gifted are so impressive.
You could tell me your favourite passer. There's certain things I'll say about Tottenham players, yeah? It might be biased. Dembele is the best dribbler I have ever seen.
He didn't get his juice.
You're biased.
He didn't get.
You're biased. I hear you, but you're biased.
Wait.
Got his juice. I don't know how he never got his juice in it.
Have you watched Dembele play? I've only seen him lose the ball twice.
Yeah, used to lose the ball, but he couldn't pass.
I just said dribbling.
Yeah,
that's his dribbling.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say he's the best dribbler I've ever seen. I mean,
I'm saying
Hazard played in the league for like 10 years, isn't it?
Cool. You get me? Messi dribbling, Dembele's dribbling. Just so.
Can Dembele dribble better than Hazard?
Huh?
Better than Hazard?
Yeah.
That's not true.
I can pull up. I can pull up stats. Suarez. Yeah. I can pull up stats. Yeah.
Ball retention.
Dribbler. Yeah. I might give
better than Hazard or who?
Dembele.
No, I'm telling you,
he's better than Suarez.
Yeah.
No,
Suarez is better.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. All right, cool. I'll pull up stats. Yeah. We have to call it a day, but I'll pull up stats. That Dembele more successful dribbles than Hazard.
That's fine, but I watch football with my eyes, G. I don't watch it on the screen. I watch it with my eyes. My eyes tell me Hazard's better. Cool. Dribble.
Okay. Before I go, what's harder to dribble in? Centre midfield or on the wing?
Centre midfield.
Wait.
Dembele's the best. He's the best.
You're making it too arbitrary. Don't do that. I seen Hazard pick the ball up and have six men in front of him.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
You get me?
He's had some crazy solo goals as is. So it's not even like, oh, he's doing a one-on-one thing.
I seen him do it. Me and Wax seen him do it to our team, get me? More than enough times, innit?
I'm a runner pole, and I know I'm going to lose, but the real was going to fuck with me.
One goal, yeah? I think it was 16, 17, I forget. He picked the ball up, yeah? Like, near the halfway line. And he looked around and, like, took, like, two steps forward and then stopped and then, like, stuck his hands out and no one was open. And then he just ran and scored. And I was like, Brent, what the fuck? I was like, bruv, he just ran through everyone and put it bottom corner.
He's five foot four.
He stopped and looked around and said, who wants it? No one was open, so he just ran with it and scored.
Five foot four.
And I was like, this guy's fucking different.
Yep. He's done that to us as well, but fair
enough. Different. Cool.
But anyways, coming to the end of the show. Yeah. You know, episode 40. We out here.
For sure. Good to be back, man. Love it.
Wax, give him your socials.
Wax OGM. Twitter, Insta.
This brother changes his Insta every... I probably changed before the episode dropped. There's times where I'm looking at it, I'm like, who's this on my Insta? It's changed again. But yeah. But now, nah, when's your new video dropping?
25th, Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yeah? Wednesday.
Yeah, look him up, bro. Look him up, get me.
Nah, that one. I'm telling you, video of the year. I've said some crazy things on the pod, but trust me on this one.
This is some crazy things just today, blood. But yeah, everyone, use the hashtag, listen, follow up Wax on Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. Videos dropping 25th.
And subscribe to our page.
Of course. Fuck Alex.
We out of here.
Yeah, we out, man.
Love. No.